Red Sox fans are reminded every home game about Neil Diamond's hit, Sweet Caroline. But you are Spicy Caroline.
I guess you could say that.
Caroline Pam from Kitchen Garden, which is a farm, but which in some ways is better known as the instigators of Chili Fest, which is tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah.
At Mike's Maze in Sunderland. I love the festival because you get to go to Mike's Maze if you want, which is there and is a beautiful postcard from Earth to space. They went down to NASA to celebrate that. And then when the Chili Fest is there, there's fantastic music and amazing food and beer. And I'm lucky enough to be a hot sauce judge. I am like Beyonce and I have hot sauce in my bag.
I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
And a lot of times it is Kitchen Garden Sriracha, which is fantastic.
We've got 22 entries this year, which is going to be a mighty feat for you all to taste in 45 minutes.
Last year, the beer buyer at Provisions, my friend David Marks was a hot sauce tasting judge. He was all snots and drool and could barely talk by the end of it, but I maintained. Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. This is a prime example of farms branching out into things more than just farming.
Farm businesses change over time. Tim and Caroline have been at it for a good amount of time now.
12 years.
I don't think, Caroline, if when you started, we said this is where you'd be describing this.
No, I didn't envision Chili Fest or the sriracha we make, but we are still just geeking out about amazing vegetables from all over the world, and that stays constant.
So you have like 24
at least
peppers in front of you right here.
Maybe half of the varieties.
And I'm going to eat them all right now.
Ah!
What are the ones that people may have heard about that are more mild or regular peppery? And then we'll talk more about the heat.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy Caroline.
Well, we've got jalapeno and serrano and cherry bomb. Those are fairly standard. I've got Anaheim and then the Russian roulette Spanish padrone, where some are spicy, some are not.
And do you know if they're going to be or not?
You really cannot tell. So we've got some like hotter stuff too.
What did you bring that's the hottest?
The Jamaican yellow scotch bonnet. That really packs some punch. We've got a ghost pepper,
which used to be thought of as like the number one hottest pepper, but it's no longer, right? It's been dethroned.
It has been surpassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Trinidad scorpion and the Carolina Reaper, which I've got on lockdown at the farm. I didn't even bring them out here because that is what people come to Chili Fest for.
Well, you don't want to be stopped in your car and having them right there.
Yeah. I mean, and you can grow all of these here, or do you have to grow them somewhere else?
Oh, absolutely. We grow them all here. We start them all from seed right at our farm. They're only just starting to ripen, some of those super hots like the ghosts. That's why we time Chili Fest for when we do, because it's peak pepper.
And that's funny because I think when people think about hot peppers, they think that the hottest ones must grow in the hottest climates, but you can grow the hottest peppers here.
Oh yeah.
So when I look at both your peppers and your range of now things that we can buy like the sriracha and the salsa, I just see a rainbow of color.
The reason we love growing peppers and why we started expanding the pepper line was because they're just so beautiful. There's nothing that we can grow that comes in so many different shades, and they're just jewels. And when we make our sriracha, the color is really foremost in our minds. Like, we're really excited. A bright, bright orange habanero. That starts with timing the planting of the peppers, thinking about the blend of peppers to get that color.
I think this is new, is it? This ghost pepper sriracha?
We have been doing that a couple of years, but we can never make enough. It's gone in a flash.
Ah, so maybe I just haven't experienced it yet. This is going to be the hot sauce that goes in my bag now, Beyonce.
Oh.
I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
Every single pepper variety that we grow is out at our main chili booth for tasting, for in-depth discussion with my husband, Tim, and Max, who works with us on the farm, and all of our other pepper geeks.
Even the scorpion and the reaper?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We also have the DIY pickle making station. So that's another way to get your hands in it and to select which peppers you want to taste and put in your jar.
But then don't touch your eyes if you get your hands in it.
Oh, please don't.
I learned this the hard way. Also, not your genitals.
Just don't.
All right, Caroline Pam from Kitchen Garden, give me one of the peppers to taste.
Okay. How are you feeling today?
I technically have to taste wine later, so it could destroy my whole palate, but I think.
Let's do it anyway.
Let's do it.
One of my favorite peppers for flavor is this Jamaican scotch bonnet. It's bright, bright yellow, and it's got an amazing aroma. If you take a bite from the bottom, that's usually the milder spot. As you work your way up toward the stem, there's more seeds and more ribs, and that's where the crazy heat is. So
I should take like in the middle to the top, you think?
Depends what kind of experience you're going for.
All right, here I go.
Took a bite.
He aimed high.
He meant to.
That's what they say, aim high. See, what I love about this and what I love about good hot sauce, too.
It's starting to hit him a little.
It cannot be just heat. It's got to be heat and flavor.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're one of those people in the competition that I'm judging, if you're going to go and just try to bombard me with heat, it's not going to do it. This would make an excellent hot sauce.
And Belly of the Beast is making a hot sauce with the Scotch Bonnet, and they're doing a demo. We have a whole lineup of chef demos at Chili Fest.
It's an amazing time, and there is great music. Tang Sauce, who I saw there for the first time a couple of years ago, Eli Catlin, local blues guy, my buddies in Old Flame, Kate Lorenz, a whole bunch more. Great beer from Abandoned Building, Honest Wait, and a lot more. Tomorrow and Sunday, and my tongue is no longer, it's shutting down. But this is a good warm-up as I will judge the hot sauce. Caroline Pam from Kitchen Garden and Chili Fest, and Phil Foreman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.